Be'ezrus Hashem, we are approaching the Leil HaSeder, and the Leil HaSeder is Be'emes, the beginning of a cycle of a new year. Chodesh Nissan starts a new year, and if at the end of Adar with the V'nahapichu and the Adalo Yoda, it was Kuloi B'li Seder, the Avoida now is to once again start and Shtel Avek Seder. Seder is a very important Yesoid in having a tzura of avoidas Hashem. There's an expression in Hebrew that people say, they say, hakol b'seder, everything will be all right, hakol b'seder. But there was once a choshev admar that said that the emes, they don't realize that something else is meant in that expression. Hakoil b'seder, everything that a person wants to be masig, he can get on the Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder is a yoyim kodosh oyoyim v'noira, and hakoil b'seder, everything is there. V'kan haben shoyo, the ben of Klal Yisrael could ask from the Rabbeinu Shlalom what he wants. A person that's a gevaldik is man mesugal for bakosho, hakoil b'seder. In the Svarim, it's brought down a parallel between Yom Kippur and Leil HaSeder. And it's interesting that on Leil Yom Kippur, we say Kol Nidrei, and before Pesach, we say Kol Chamira. Kol is 50, which is Bina, which is the highest Madrega, the Chamishim Sha'orim. Only on Mamish, on Leil Shimurim, are we able to get to such a Madrega. The Pasuk says that it's a Leil Shimurim, and it's brought down in Targum Yoinesen and various Midrashim, that many things happened on this Leil Shimurim. Avram Avinu's Nitzochen on the Arba Melochim, Vayicholik Aleim Halaylo, was Leil HaSeder. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayihi Bachatzi Halaylo. The Hariga of Gansa Chayalim of Sancherev, Vayihi Balayla Hahu. And by Mordechai Ve'Esther also, Balayla Hahu, Nodid Oshnas HaMelech. All of that is nirmaz in the pasuk of Leil Shimurim. You can even read the pasuk to say, Leil Shimurim Hu LaShem is going on Avram Avinu. Lo Yitziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hu Halayla is Sancherev. Hazeh LaShem is Mordechai and Esther. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael, that it's Shomer for the Geula HaAsida also, which is Zman Mesugal to be Miyachal and Mispalel for the Geula HaAsida. We know that by the Nes of Mordechai, the story happened really on Pesach, and the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Vayavor Mordechai. Mordechai was Maviram Bitsoim, and that's why it says in the Megillah, Mordechai says they should fast, and it's Al Toichlu V'Al Tishtu. It's al toichlu, even matzah. Al tishtu, don't even drink dalet koisis. He was mevatel that year, matzah and the dalet koisis. And the mefarshim ask, why was it so important to be mevatel Leil HaSeder? The gezeirah of Haman is not till another 11 months, till the next year Adar. We can push things off, we can wait a little bit, see how things will play out. And Mordechai says, no, we have to take care of it right now. But why dafka Leil HaSeder? So in the Sforum it says, Dafka because it's Leil HaSeder. The Gevaldik is Skulas Hazman of Leil HaSeder. The Chiddush of Mordechai to say that even though Bederech Klal on Leil HaSeder we eat matzah and Dalet Koisis and all the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder is what's Meroimim and brings us out to those Madregas. But Mordechai felt Adarabba to use and utilize the Grois Adarga of Leil HaSeder in that specific year, Bitsoim, in order to be Masig and get the Yeshua from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, Vayishbois Hamon Mimocharos, which meant that the mon, that the Yidden had the mon, even after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, the mon was still in their claim, in their Kalim, and the mon was until Mimocharos, until Tezayin Nisan. The Chasam Sofer writes, Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on Tezayin Nisan. On Leil Pesach, he's waiting by Achashverosh to ask permission, and he wants to hang him on Tezayin Nisan. Zogt Chasam Sofer, Haman Volzitchenish can't einhalten, he could have went and hang Haman and Mordechai already on Tezvov without asking Achashverosh. But Haman Davka wanted to wait till Tezayin Nisan, because Haman knew that Tezayin Nisan was the day that the mon was finished. They already still, the mon stopped falling on Zayin Adar, but they continued having mon in their kalim until Tezayin Nisan. Haman felt that such a day that the mon was finished, Vayishbais Hamon, is a yoy mesugal that Klal Yisrael already is not going to have starke choysen, and that's the day to try to kill Mordechai. But what he didn't realize is that by Klal Yisrael it doesn't work like that. Even after the mon was finished, Vayoichlu me'avor ha'aretz mimochras ha'pesach, Klal Yisrael went on to another madrega, which is a big yisoid, that even as a tkufa ends, we add on and amoisef in another madrega, and we zuch weiter and weiter to go mechayel al-choyel. So Haman thought that it's mesugel to try to kill Mordechai on Tes Zayin Nisan, Vayishpois Hamon Mimocharos, because the mon was finished, and then the Chasam Sofer, with a play on words, says what happened instead is Vayishpois Hamon Mimocharos. Hamon was Mushbat that next day. As we know, Hamon was Be'emes hung on Tes Zayin Nisan. His Aseres Banim, he remained hanging there for the whole year, and his Aseres Banim together with him were hung already a year later on Purim. But it was from Vayishbois Hamon Mimochros turned into Vayishbois Hamon Mimochros, because Haman didn't realize that even when the month is finished, we now and continue going more and more on a Madrega. And that's important, Yisoid, as we know that in Chodesh Nissen and Leil HaSeder is a birth of Klal Yisrael. The reason why Klal Yisrael is so nizar on chametz, even a mashu of chametz, why the Torah was mechadish, a ganzi or we eat chametz, but dafka at the beginning of a new cycle, at the beginning of a new Seder, like a baby needs to have everything sterile, that's why we don't have any chametz at all. But the truth is, it's every year a new cycle. We've been through a year, and a nochayar, a nochayar, it's a new cycle, but it's moisif v'hoylech. Klal Yisrael always goes higher and higher. That's why the pasuk says, ki ya'odam eitz hasode. Ki ya'odam eitz hasode. It doesn't say a person is like a sode of tvua. It's kimoy eitz hasode. A sode of tvua, every year you finish the crop, you totally cut off the tvua, and the field is barren again. But Klal Yisrael is like an eitz. Yes, every year new fruits. Yes, every year a new crop. But the shoyrish, the geza, is there already. And a person builds on himself to go higher and higher. So on one hand, yes, it's a total new start, a fresh slate. But it's another nidbach, another darga that a person wants to steig. But the truth is, on Leil HaSeder, it's really a process of going and restarting again. And that's why it's interesting, by the Mefarshim ask why we don't make a bracha on Magid. We don't make a bracha on Magid. And the Rishonim discuss it. But the Chasam Sofer says an interesting derher. He says, Be'emes, and Leil HaSeder, Chayiv Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy. So we're really going out of Mitzrayim, and we're going through the process. So at the beginning of the night, we're still like a goy. The same way when a ger is toivel, a ger cannot make the bracha on Tevil yet, because he's not Yid yet. Similarly, Klal Yisrael can't make the bracha on Magid at the beginning. They first have to go through the Magid. More than that, Zokta Chasam Sofer, what's Yachatz? There are many pshatim, of course, in Yachatz. We split the middle matzah. But he says the pshat is because, what does a goy do when he wants to eat? He's Beitzeah the Pas. He takes the bread and breaks it in half, gets ready to eat. He doesn't even make a bracha. So that's what Klal Yisrael is doing on Leil HaSeder. And the beginning, we take the matzah, we break it, we're ready to eat, like Azov Yagoy. But then we say, no, there's a process over here. Chayiv Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy. And we go through the various stages of the Geula. And the stages of the Geula, of course, are many. There are Arba Lashonis of Geula, which represent various facets. There are also 15 levels of Geula. There are 15 levels in the Leil HaSeder. There's 15 Simonim. There are 15 Dayenus. It's 15 levels of Geula. But besides 15 levels of Geula, 1-5, there are also 50 levels of Geula. Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. You can read it to mean vachamishim. The Torah says 50 times the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah, because there are 50 Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yidden were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, and they went out total with the Hisoirus Melamala. Afterwards, there was the Arbit of the 50 days till Shavuos to work on it. But it was a 50 levels of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vachamushim. So you see, there are various facets. There is the Arba Geulois, and there are the Chamishim, the Geulois. But the truth is, there's another Darga. There's a Pasuk by the Aseres HaDibrois. The Pasuk says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim Shtel, why does it say Asher Hoitzei Sicha Lashon Yochid? It should be Asher Hoitzei Si Eschem. And the reason why it's Asher Hoitzei Sicha, it's because every Yid had his own Yitzias Mitzrayim. If we're going to say there are 50 ge'ulas, there were 600,000 ge'ulas. Every yid had his own personal yitziyah mimeitzar, to come out of his meitzar, to make his own egen yitziyas Mitzrayim. Now, how does a person make his own yitziyas Mitzrayim? Of course, on Leil HaSeder itself, we go through this process. But one has to get prepared already from before. There's a pshat, b'derech melitza. We say in the Haggadah, yochel meresh chodesh. Talmud loymar b'yoyim ahu. B'yoyim ahu yochel me'b'yoyim. Talmud loymar b'avur zeh. But it could be read differently. Yochel meresh chodesh. Someone who's taka able to, meresh chodesh. You should start already preparing yourself for meresh chodesh. Because if you notice, the pasuk that it says at the end of the braisa, b'avur zeh, that pasuk is talking about the she'eni yedei lishol. The she'eni yedei lishol, okay, b'avur zeh, b'shosh yesh matzo menachem lefanecha. But yochoil, someone who's yochoil, who's able to. So meresh chodesh, you should already be able to stel avek and start your hachanas from meresh chodesh. There's a cute story. There were two rabbonim in Amsterdam. One of them, I think, was the enikel of the Pnei Yeshua. One of them said his Shabbos HaGadol drasha, he put up the Mara Mekoymis already Rosh Chodesh 2 weeks before. The Oilim was koching with the Mara Mekoymis. The other one, who was a little frightened of his tzibur, he didn't know if he was that much on a higher madrega than them. He only put his Mara Mekoymis out mamish boy by yoim, so they shouldn't have too much time to prepare. So one of the Rabbanei Yair said on them, Yochoil dervas can, so may Rosh Chodesh, he can put his Mara Mekoymis ready from Rosh Chodesh. The one that can't is only Bizman Shiesh Matzu Morim Menachem Lefanecha. But Akol Ponim, what's Negel in Yoneinu? We're saying that this Yochol may Rosh Chodesh, someone who's able to, should already start preparing from Rosh Chodesh to get ready for Pesach. And of course, though, what's the Yisoid of Pesach? The Yisoid of Pesach is Avada the Chamishim Geulois, but the Matar of it all is to get Avada to Matan Torah. It's a whole process as we're starting the process. Pesach is Pesach, to speak out Divrei Torah. Pesach is Rosh Tevis. Har Poron, Har Sinai, and Har Choyrev is the letters Pesach. Because Avada the Matorah of Pesach is to get to Torah. Poron, Sinai, and Choyrev are the names of Har Sinai. And it's interesting, Pesach, if you spell it out, you spell out the letters, it spells out, it comes out to the gematria of Taryag. The Matorah of it all is, of course, to get to the Taryag mitzvahs and come to the Madrega of Kirvas Hashem, and avoid this Hashem. But a nekuda that we have to know by Pesach is to do it b'chipozin. Leil Pesach was b'chipozin. B'chipozin is the pshat that one, when he has an isoirus, has to quickly use the isoirus and not procrastinate. When he gets that isoirus, whether it's from Yochol Meresh Chodesh or whether it's mamish by the Leil HaSeder, a person has to know to banutzach with the Yisoyrus. There's a famous Yisoy, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Es Ha'ahava Ad Shetechbots. So the Pshat is, the Ramban explains, when a person has a Yisoyrus for Ava, so it's Ad Shetechbots. You must put it into a Chefetz. Don't let it just slip through. Banutzach with it. Use it and create it into a Chefetz and make it into a Dover Kayom. And it's a moiridik of their hair. We know that the Yidden had to be taken out of Mitzrayim, mamish bachatzois. Why was it so important, bachatzois? So it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, bachatzois. But the para, he said, kachatzois. And the Gemara already speaks about it. But I heard once a pshat. The reason why, to para, you don't have to say bachatzois, because it's really not important whether it happens at 11:59 or at 12:01. To Kalal Yisrael, it's important. Because Bachatzois, exactly by Yibachatzi Alayla, was the transition that Kalal Yisrael was becoming an Ummah, that Kalal Yisrael was turning into Am Yisrael. They were Bimem Tes Shari Tumma. They're jumping now, Medaleg, Pesach is Beloshen Dilug, to become on the highest Madregas. That has to happen in an instant. Bechipozoin, in a split second precision. Afterwards, to work on it. Ad Shetechbots. But the original Nakuda has to be Mamish with a split-second precision, no taroivis of mitzvahshkeit and yiddishkeit. One jump, a leap of medaleg to become Am Yisrael. And I'll be messiah with a moiridik of their hair. Moiridik. Hashem, we know, had to take us out of Mitzrayim dafka that second. It says in Chazal, because if they would have stayed one more second, they would have fallen into the nun shari tumah. And you wouldn't be able to come out. It's a pella. We're talking about such a special second, a moment, the moment of Bachatzois, that moment when Klal Yisrael is transitioning into Klal Yisrael. Dafke then, it's impossible for them to stay and they would fall into the Nun Sha'arei Tumah. Dafke then. And the Teretz says, yeah. Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives an opportunity of growth, to not utilize it is the gress de nefila. Dafka mineyu bey, because the bachat sois was the opportunity for Klal Yisrael to be medaleg and jump, not utilizing it would be the gress de nefila. It's not a coincidence. It's hainu hach. Having the opportunity to jump to the Nun Sha'arei Kedusha and not using it would fool you to the Nun Sha'arei Tumah. Be'ezer Hashem, we have to realize the gevaldik groisa koyach of these days and the preparations of Yochel Merish Chodesh and unto the Emes Aleil HaSeder, and we should be zoicha to HaKoil BaSeder, we should be zoicha to Kiyimei Tzeischa Mi Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Niflois.